Night vision activated?
Activated.
Slippers on?
Slippers on.
Then let's go. You have the night scope, so I'll follow you.
Here it is.
They're in the bottom drawer. Shine it right here. Let's see. Taxes, bank statements, manuals. I'm pretty sure this is where Mom puts them.
Did you hear that?
Someone's getting up. Let's go.
But dude.
Hello? Is someone out here? Strange.
You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures, a brand new family radio drama. We're so glad you joined us for today's exciting adventure. What in the world are Isaac and Kitri searching for in the middle of the night? Let's get this story started and find out. Right now, the family is waking up, some from a not-so-restful night.
Good morning, Michelle.
Morning, Dad. How'd you sleep?
Oh, poorly. I heard noises in the house last night around 2 a.m., and I couldn't get back to sleep.
That's weird. I kept hearing things downstairs, too.
We probably have rodents again. I think I'll set some mouse traps. Hey, could you come in our room for a minute? Mom and I want to talk to you.
Sure.
Good morning, sweetie.
Morning.
We've been thinking about the big check Grandpa sent for your mission trip to New Guinea.
I know. I still can't believe it. With Grandpa's check, I have twice what I need. What should I do with the extra money? Send it back?
That's what we wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, it's so exciting. I've gotten such generous responses. God has been so faithful.
Yes, he has. And so, we'd like to send Kate along with you.
What?
We'd like to send Kate along.
Michelle, what's wrong?
What's wrong? I can't believe this. No.
Michelle, your mom and I have been praying, and we think maybe God wants to use this trip to help her.
But Dad, this was the trip. I was looking forward to getting closer to him through this. This was my time to be used by God in other people's lives.
But you still can be.
I'm going to have to look after her. Don't you see that?
But honey, it's not going
to
be...
I wanted to focus on the people of Papua New Guinea, on what I believe that God would want me to do. If she comes, I'll have to worry about her. Please don't do this to me.
It's already been decided. She's going.
Oh, I just can't believe this.
Michelle, wait.
Honey, let her go. Do you think Kate's going will hold her back?
Oh, let's pray that it doesn't happen. Okay, family, turn to Proverbs 3. This morning I'd like us to look at one of my favorite verses. Kate, why don't you read it?
I don't have my Bible.
Again? Where is it?
Kitri cleaned up the living room, and I had it right here.
I didn't touch it, Kate.
Kate, you need to stop blaming other people for your mistakes.
But I'm sure I had it.
I saw it at Truth,
Ian,
Kate.
How about you read for us? Chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Kate, look on with Kitri.
Okay. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Good job.
Thanks.
I love this passage. God says not to rely on our own understanding, but to trust him instead. His ways are not our ways. It's sort of like you kids trusting us as your parents. You might not understand what we're asking you to do, but you still need to trust us.
Yeah, but he's perfect.
Michelle.
Well, you guys can make mistakes. I mean, what should we do when you make a mistake?
You're right, Michelle. We're not perfect. But you still need to obey us.
Dad and I are responsible to God for our actions.
We're going to make mistakes as we raise you, but your Heavenly Father cares for you even more than we do.
But Dad,
Michelle, you need to trust God that He'll lead us as we raise you.
I'm really trying.
You could pray that we follow God as we make decisions.
Speaking of decisions, Kate, Mom and I have decided to let you go to Papua New Guinea with Michelle.
No way!
I can't believe it, Michelle! This is great!
It wasn't my decision.
Michelle's received double the support money that she needs. We've been working out all the details, and since you two are leaving on Friday, you'll need to get your shots this afternoon.
Shots? On second thought, I don't want to go.
Just kidding.
Oh, brother.
The only concern is your visa. We called Uncle Dave. He's using his connections in the government, and he's pretty sure he can get it processed in time.
Thanks so much, Mom and Dad.
Kate, are you absolutely sure that you have everything on the list?
Yep.
Everything, Kate?
Uh-huh.
What about your passport?
Yep.
I saw you looking at it when you were in the bathroom this morning. You do have it, right?
Whoops. Thanks, Michelle. I'll be right back.
Just be patient.
Hurry, Kate. We're going to be late. Oh, that was close. Good catch, Michelle.
Dad, this is going to be the whole trip.
Where are we going again, Michelle?
We're driving to meet a bus along the highway. It's picking up people to go to boot camp in Missouri.
Do you wear boots there?
Yep. For 2 weeks, we wear boots while they teach us how to be missionaries. Then, we'll fly across the ocean to Papua New Guinea for a while.
When are you coming back?
In about 2 months. Sort of a long time.
I'll miss you, Michelle.
I'll miss you too, Gracie.
Got it.
Kitri and Isaac, are you sure you don't want to come? You're not going to see your sisters for a while.
We already said goodbye and gave them hugs.
Yeah, we're working on something.
Shh, Isaac.
All right, we'll be back in an hour or so. Stay in the house.
Got it.
Bye, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
What are they working on? What can be so important?
We go bye-bye? Yeah, Charlie.
Let's buckle you up, buddy.
Okay, we're supposed to meet the bus at exit 89. We shouldn't have any trouble getting there on time, provided we don't run into heavy traffic.
Okay, let's do this thing.
Are you sure it's okay?
It's fine. Mom had me open it once to put something away.
Then why are you sneaky about it?
You asked too many questions, Isaac.
This is great. I'm right, Kitri.
No, you aren't, Isaac. And I'm going to prove it.
You'll see. I'm just like my best friend, Luke.
Okay, let's see here.
Ow! Kitri!
Stop jumping! You have a mouse trap stuck on your toe.
I know, I see it. It hurts.
Well, pull it off, silly.
You think it broke my toe?
Maybe. One time I hurt my toe. It was probably broken. It looks a little funny now.
It hurts.
Let's see it, Isaac. Nah, it looks fine.
I bet Ian did this.
Here's the file. Let's see. Michelle, Gracie, Ian, Charlie... Kate, here's mine. Wow, I was 10 pounds when I was born. I was a chubby baby. That's all of them. Isaac, yours isn't here.
Ha, I told you. It's true. I can't wait to tell Luke.
Isaac, it's not true. There has to be another way to convince you.
Meanwhile, the rest of the family meets up with the bus at exit 89. Saying their goodbyes, the girls climb into a stuffy old yellow school bus. They drive all night, picking up people along the route. By the time they reach Missouri the next morning, the bus is full of excited young people all headed for worldwide youth missions. Kate and Michelle are more than ready to get off the bus when it pulls into the mission camp.
Hey, I think we're here, Kate. Look at all the buses lined up. There's a lot of people here. Where do we go?
I'm not sure. But I think the bus driver's gonna say something.
We're here, y'all. Welcome to the Worldwide Youth Missions Camp. That big building across the parking lot yonder is the meeting hall where you'll gather every night. Now, out there in the field, those big tents have the names of countries on them. Find a tent with your country's name on it. Your leaders will be waiting for you there. Now, thanks for traveling with me. Y'all have been great.
Oh, no. Where's my camera? I put it here in my bag, but I can't find it. It's gone.
Oh, I took a picture of Charlie.
What? Why didn't you put it back?
My name is Doug Bourne, and this is my wife, Shannon. We're your team leaders. We've been serving as leaders here at WWYM for 6 years now. Why don't we go around the tent and introduce ourselves? Tell us your name and where you're from.
I'm Shannon, and I'm married to this good-looking man.
I'm Cody White. I'm from California, and I'm stoked about this trip.
Hey, everybody. My name is Heather O'Connor, and I'm a student from a Bible Institute in Chicago.
Hi, I'm Michelle Brinkman. I'm from Wisconsin.
I'm Kate Brinkman.
Where are you from, Kate?
Oh, I'm from Wisconsin.
Doug and I went to Bible college with your parents.
We're so glad you're coming with us.
Thanks.
Hi, guys. My name is Mitch Scott, and I'm from Florida.
That's all of us. We're one of the smaller teams. That means we'll have to work extra hard these next 2 weeks if we're going to win any of the competitions. Over there is a pile of tents. Each of you gets one. That'll be your room for the duration of the boot camp. Set up around this tent. Two boot camp rules. Always wear your boots and always carry your spoon with you. I suggest you tie it to yourself so you don't lose it on the obstacle course. You lose it, you don't get another one. Any questions so far?
Yeah, why do we need to wear our boots all the time? Dudes, I've got these beach sandals I'd rather wear.
A couple reasons. We want you to get in the habit of wearing them. Overseas, you never know what you'll step in or drop on your foot. You should all have steel-toed boots. They'll protect you on the job. We also want to be sure your boots are broken in so you're not dealing with blisters in Papua New Guinea.
Dude, that's cool. But do we need to wear them to bed?
At 5:30 every morning, someone will play Reveille on the trumpet. You have an hour to get dressed and have your personal devotions. Breakfast is at 6:30. During the day, we'll be learning construction skills, survival skills, and how to work together. The teams meet in the hall every night after dinner for a service. Lights out at 10 o'clock.
Because this is boot camp, we don't want you communicating with friends or family. So we're going to ask that you turn in your cell phones now. You'll get them back at the end.
Our prayer is that each of you grow closer to the Lord during these 2 weeks. We want you to leave for this mission fully prepared, physically and spiritually. All right. Let's take the next hour before dinner to set up our tents and get situated.
Wow, I slept like a log. Hey, Kate, you awake in there? Kate? Kate, wake up. Oh, forget it.
Michelle, why didn't you get me up? I almost missed breakfast.
I tried. Kate, you're on your own. You need to take personal responsibility, okay? I can't babysit you here.
Today, I'm going to teach you how to wash your clothes in a pail. As we all know, Cody fell into a mud pail. He's graciously offered his jeans for this demonstration. First, I'd suggest that you take the bucket.
Kate? Why are you eating your spaghetti with your hands?
Someone lost my spoon.
Someone? Oh, Kate.
Okay, guys. It took us 5 minutes to get over that wall yesterday. I know we can beat that.
On your mark, get set, go.
Heather, put your foot in my hands. Up. Sweet, you got it.
Kate, you go next. Heather, you grab her hands.
Good job, Kate. You can do it. Michelle, you're next. We're doing way better than yesterday.
Hey, guys, check it out.
No way. You carved a spoon from a branch? Nice. Can you make me one?
I'd love to.
Unbelievable. Dear Mom and Dad, by the time you read this, we'll probably be in the air, heading towards Papua New Guinea. Boot camp's been exhausting, but good. Tonight, at our service, the speaker encouraged us to clear our conscience. I'm writing to apologize and ask forgiveness for my bad attitude. I'm still having a hard time with your decision to send Kate, but I disrespected you, and that was wrong. Please forgive me. Love, Michelle.
Michelle has done the right thing by sending a letter to her parents. But are things going to improve between her and Kate? And what are Kitri and Isaac up to? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with today's exciting adventure.
Hi there. This is Michelle Brinkman. I hope you're enjoying today's adventure. Do you know there are many other Christian workers around the world with amazing stories? You may have heard of one of these stories or even experienced one yourself. If so, I'd love to hear from you. I'd also like to hear what you think about today's adventure. You can reach me by visiting our cool new website. There, you can also find behind-the-scenes video, missionary interviews, bloopers, fun facts, and more. Log on today at www.brinkmanadventures.com.
And now back to the Brinkman Adventures, and today's episode, Papua New Guinea.
Who's there?
It's me, Kitri.
Come in.
What do you want?
Did you bring the baby photo album?
Yeah, why do you want it?
I figured out a way to show you weren't adopted, Isaac.
You never proved it, Kitri, because I was.
Why does it matter so much anyway?
It's cool to be adopted. My best friend Luke was.
I know it's cool. One of my best friends was adopted too, but you weren't. I'll show you.
How?
By looking at baby pictures.
How does that prove anything?
We all sort of look the same as babies. And that means that we have the same parents. Okay, let's see. Here's baby Michelle. See how big her eyes are?
Wow, she looks like a bug.
Okay, here's baby Kate. See how she sort of looks like Michelle? Only her hair is darker and her eyes aren't quite so big?
She's a lot fatter, too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now on to me. See how I kind of look like Kate and Michelle?
Not really, Kitri. You kind of look like a pig with red hair.
Thanks for the compliment, Isaac. But I love pigs. Forget my hair. See how my mouth sort of looks like Kate's?
If you say so.
Next, there's baby Ian. Wow, he even looks serious as a baby. Cute little guy. See how he looks the most like Kate? He gets that from Mom. All right, let's see. The next page is you.
That's not me. That's baby Gracie.
Aw, what a sweetie. And here's baby Charlie. Boy, he sure looks like a dragonfly. Sort of like a boy version of Michelle. Maybe your baby pictures are after Charlie's. Nope. That's all of them. How can that be?
Simple, because I was adopted. Believe me now, Kitri?
That's impossible, Isaac. Mom and Dad would have told you your adoption story. There's got to be an explanation.
Just face it, Kitri. I'm white and you're not.
All passengers and cabin crew should now be seated with their seatbelts securely fastened. The cabin lights will remain dim for the landing.
Apologize for the hard landing. I was texting. Joke. Goroka has a very short runway. When you've gathered your wits, feel free to begin disembarking. And many thanks for flying Antis, Australia's premier airline.
No way. We're like walking right on the runway. This is awesome.
Folks, let's make our way out. Be careful not to forget anything. Have your passports ready.
Whew. Well, Michelle, I bet it's 100 degrees.
The humidity makes it feel even hotter than it is. These plastic handles on my suitcase feel sticky from it.
What were those dogs doing in the baggage claim?
Probably looking for drugs.
Oh.
The trees are all so different. They're like jungle ones. Sweet.
Here comes our missionary.
G'day, Yanks. Welcome to Goroka. My name is Raj Wibotowski. I oversee construction at the mission. I'm also a missionary taxi driver.
Raj, I'm Doug Bourne. Pleased to meet you.
Hi. This is our truck. If you blokes have all your luggage, we can get loaded up and hit the trail. It's a four-hour trip to the village. So the quicker we leave, the better. The roads this time of year are bad. And I'd like to get there before dark.
Great, we're ready to go.
We'll stop for a break halfway there. Yeah, throw them bags into the back.
Shannon, I'll take your bag.
One of you can ride in the cab with me, and the rest of you ride in the rear. There's a water container back there, so make sure you stay hydrated. And hang on to the railings. We wouldn't want anyone falling out.
Shannon, you can ride shotgun up front. The rest of us will rough it in back.
Thanks, hon.
Cool. An open back flatbed.
Where are the seatbelts?
Seatbelts are unheard of in the bush. Besides, they keep you from jumping out in case a snake drops in.
Huh?
Are you ready back there?
Let's roll.
Oh,
yeah.
Enjoy the view and hang on.
Oh, look at those beautiful bags those women have hanging from their heads.
Those are called Belem bags. They make them from colored string and they use them to carry their food.
I would love one of those. I need to get a picture. Oh, that's right. I don't have my camera.
I'll take a shot of it for you.
Thanks.
Check it out. Bananas growing on a tree.
Look, a wild parrot. I can't believe it. Oh, wow, there's a whole flock of them.
Papua New Guinea has some of the most spectacular birds in the world.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping to see a bluebird of paradise this summer. Are those the rare birds you were talking about? Mm-hmm. Last summer, a group from American Wildlife Magazine came all the way here to take a picture and never even saw a single bird.
This place is fitting for something called a bird of paradise. It's so beautiful. I wonder if this is what the Garden of Eden looks like.
It's pretty, but it's not the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden wouldn't have cassowaries.
What are cassowaries?
Only the most dangerous bird in the world? Their claws are razor sharp and they attack without warning.
How big are they?
About 6 feet tall.
You're joking, right, Kate?
Nope. When it comes to birds, she's dead serious.
Cody, I heard cassowaries especially dislike young men with blonde hair from California.
Everybody out. I need to plow through this meadow, and I don't want anybody getting hurt. Shannon, you can stand the cab. Just hang on. Made it. Come on over here and hop back in. You're gonna get a little muddy. Sorry about that.
I'm glad I got these boots. This mud is gnarly. So, Kate, tell me more about the cassowary.
They are one of only two birds in the world that have actually been responsible for human death. God gave cassowaries a
boy,
very loud
must be cool to have your sister here with you.
Well,
it's been all right. You don't seem very convinced.
Well, I came here because I wanted to serve the people of Papua New Guinea. Instead, I feel like I'm babysitting. Cody, help! My boots are stuck in the mud! Michelle!
I see where you're coming from.
Here, Kate.
I'm coming, Kate.
Here you go, girlie. That's the worst hole we'll need to cross. Let's load up.
Mr. Raj, have you ever seen a cassowary?
Every day.
No way. And you live to tell about it?
I have one for a pet.
Oh, don't worry, Cody. They're about as rare as a bird of paradise.
Gang, there's something I need to tell you about. On the way to pick you up, I ran over a pig near the village up ahead. Pigs are very valuable. People here use them as a form of money. Wars are even fought over pigs. Last year, we hit one with our truck, and the villagers came out and threw stones at our vehicle.
Oh, great.
I don't think we'll have any problems. I stopped, and the pig got up and ran into the bush, so it was probably okay. Besides, I don't think anybody saw me hit it. I'm telling you, though, because I want you to be on the alert. If it looks like there's going to be any trouble, lay down flat in the truck bed, and I'll step on it.
Sounds like a plan.
Pile back in, and let's get home to a cop up.
Why is it slowing down?
There's a bunch of trees lying in the road.
That can't be good.
Raj, is everything okay?
These weren't here before.
Look at those people coming out of the bushes.
Oh, no. They have war paint on their faces.
And they're armed. They have weapons. What do we do?
Dee, lay down now.
Oh, Jesus. Please protect us.
Get out of the truck.
No! You can't do this. Hey, stop. It was only a little pig.
Oh!
They just threw him over the edge of the road. One of the guys is going to drive the truck. Oh, Lord, we need you now.
Oh, no. Here come the others. They're going to jump in with us.
You people lay down and don't move. Women, you lay up there in front. Men, you come back here and lay down.
Samko loshako yakora remolo.
Don't cry anything, or you'll be sorry.
Tantam mikashale. Samko loshako yakora remolo archip.
So I'm so scared. It's okay. It's okay, kid. Let's pray right now.
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures. The team's in quite a predicament. What's going to happen to Michelle, Kate, and the rest of the group? And was Isaac really adopted? You're not going to want to miss the second half of today's adventure, Papua New Guinea. While the characters in our story are fictitious, Papua New Guinea is based on a true story. To find out more about the real events behind this adventure, visit www.brinkmanadventures.com.
Kids, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to Him and share His good news until the whole world hears.